Welcome to Evening Prayer, Tuesday the 15th of December. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Reveal among us the light of your presence,
that we may behold your power and glory.
Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of light and darkness. To you be glory and praise forever. As evening falls, you renew your promise to reveal among us the light of your presence. May your word be a lantern to our feet and a light upon our path, that we may behold your coming among us. Strengthen us in our stumbling weakness and free our tongues to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever.
Amen.
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Lord, the most mighty God, has spoken and called the world from the rising of the sun to its setting.
Out of Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not keep silence.
Consuming fire goes out before him, and a mighty tempest stirs about him.
He calls the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people.
Gather to me my faithful, who have sealed my covenant with sacrifice.
Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, O Israel, for I am God, your God.
I will not reprove you for your sacrifices, for your burnt offerings are always before me.
I will take no bull out of your house, nor he goat out of your folds.
For all the beasts of the forest are mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills.
I know every bird of the mountains, and the insect of the field is mine.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the whole world is mine and all that fills it.
Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and fulfill your vows to God Most High.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall honour me. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
But to the wicked, says God, why do you recite my statutes and take my covenant upon your lips?
Since you refuse to be disciplined and have cast my words behind you.
When you saw a thief, you made friends with him, and you threw in your lot with adulterers.
You have loosed your lips for evil and harnessed your tongue to deceit.
You sit and speak evil of your brother. You slander your own mother's son.
These things have you done, and should I keep silence? Did you think that I am even such a one as yourself?
But no, I must reprove you and set before your eyes the things that you have done.
You that forget God, consider this well, lest I tear you apart, and there is none to deliver you.
Whoever offers me the sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and to those who keep my way will I show the salvation of God.
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Mighty God, dwelling in unapproachable light, Forgive our vain attempts to appease you, and show us your full salvation. In Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope.
My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope.
There is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared.
In your word is my hope.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope.
Let us pray. A prayer from onlineministries.creighton.edu. Loving God, I sense that all is your creation, and everything and all of us are being drawn back towards your loving heart. Help me to be a person of peace, to speak about it in an uneasy world, and to live it among the people you have put into my life every day. Light in me a desire to prepare for your coming, to stand in the darkness, waiting, eager, and filled with joy. Amen.
A prayer by Rachel McCarthy for CAFOD. God of hope, we cling to you, for you renew the face of the earth. Through the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus, we follow you on the path of dawn. Enlightened by your love and wisdom, help us to lead each other and all creatures back to your open arms. Amen.
Awaiting his coming in glory, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.